Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, March 11th, and this was not the nicest of weekends. We had quite a bit of rain overnight into this morning. Most places saw between about an inch and a quarter to about 2 inches and a quarter, give or take. But that was another overperformance, and we are now at March 11th and already have twice as much rain this month as you would normally see for the entire month. So, unsurprisingly, we are going to have what is mainly a dry week ahead. Now, we did have an upper trough swing through today, and that came with some very cold air aloft, so many places did observe, in addition to some rain showers, a little bit of grapple or even a few snowflakes going about. So winter is not done yet, although our chances for a significant winter storm are rapidly diminishing. So the big story now is going to be the winds for the next 24 to 36 hours. Yesterday's storm is really revving up in the Gulf of Maine, and we're starting to see high pressure nose in from the west. So we do have a wind advisory that goes into effect for the five boroughs and Long Island at 2 a.m., and it goes straight through 11 p.m. tomorrow. And we could be looking at gusts at times near 60 miles per hour. Those will be isolated, but it could happen. And we're going to wake up to temperatures in the low to mid-30s. It'll feel more like 20 degrees in the morning. Now, we'll have a good deal of sunshine by Monday afternoon, though, to accompany those winds, and we'll have highs in the upper 40s. Monday night, it stays breezy. Winds are slow to diminish. We'll probably get down to gusts only up to 30 in the overnight, and we'll see lows in the upper 30s. Tuesday, it'll still be on the breezy side, but we are going to see a big moderation as ridging really starts building eastward. So we're looking for sunny skies and highs in the low 60s, so about a 15-degree difference between Monday and Tuesday. We'll still have that west wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour at times, and we'll be in the mid-40s Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday, again, will be in the mid-60s in New York City. But if you live at the immediate South Shore or across the Twin Forks, temperatures will be more like the low and mid-50s. As that westerly flow diminishes, we'll have more of an opportunity for afternoon sea breezes. Then we'll see lows Wednesday night in the upper 40s. Thursday looks like more of the same, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs reaching into the mid-60s, but again, it will be cooler at the south-facing beaches and across eastern Suffolk, and we'll have lows in the low 50s. Now, Friday, last week Friday was the only nice day of the week. This week, Friday, looks like it may be the only wet day of the week. We're timing out a frontal system, some little inconsistent on the models. Right now, it looks like it's going to be slow enough to allow Friday to be one more mild day. But despite the temperatures in the low 60s, we will turn mostly cloudy and look for afternoon showers. And rain becomes likely Friday night with lows in the upper 40s. Now, Saturday is going to be about 5 to 10 degrees cooler. If this rental system moves along quickly enough, we could have a decent weekend, but there are still some timing differences with the models. So be careful the next 24 to 36 hours. There could be some downed tree limbs or some power outages, especially given that the soil is so moist. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeatherNYC in Long Island, and on Patreon at JCWeather.